Hi everyone, this is Ariadna Masso. I'm your host at your Gut Knows podcast. I'm the founder and CEO of Sano, which is a patient engagement platform in gastroenterology. And today I'm very excited because it's the first episode of its kind. We have a patient's episode where I'm delighted to have Lucy Hartman with me today. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Same here. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Okay.
And let me share with the audience how I found you, because Lucy is here today to share with us, to tell us how she lives with Crohn's disease. And basically, IBD, inflammatory bowel disease, is a chronic condition that affects a lot of people. And I found her through the BBC article, and actually I had been following her for a while on her blog. Later on, she will tell us more about it. And basically, I find so inspiring. I admire people like you, Lucy, who share journey, and it's a tough one, isn't it? So it's not really easy to share, with in public. I mean, in my case, I still struggle to share sometimes about my gut problems. And so I really admire you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But anyway, let's just start. And it would be great if you can briefly introduce yourself. Tell us a bit about your journey as to, your story with Crohn's.
Yes, so my name is Lucy Harmon and I run My Crohn's and Me blog, which is a social media accounts, a website, a TikTok and loads of different accounts, all to raise awareness for inflammatory bowel disease. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease around 2 years ago now when I was 18 years old. So I'm now 20. And I use my accounts essentially to just raise awareness and break down the stigma, because a lot of people struggle to talk about bowel issues and gut health, but in reality we all struggle with it, and I don't want people to feel the nerves that I did, which led to my diagnosis. So that's what I do, and that's who I am.
That's great, Lucy. And basically it's also, great to see that, that peer support, the fact that you want to help through your experience to others. And basically then let's crack on, and it would be great if you can tell us, when was the moment, what was sort of triggers, symptoms, red flags happened when you were diagnosed?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a very unusual diagnosis. Most people struggle with bowel issues through a long period of time, over quite a few years before they see a doctor. But I actually had pretty good health up until I was diagnosed. I never really struggled. It was only when I went to university in my first year that I noticed little changes in my health that weren't anything to really worry about to begin with. Things like, feeling really fatigued all the time, even after a long sleep, and not being able to keep food down. And I started to lose weight, and I was feeling quite weak, and my joints were hurting. And I also noticed that my hair was falling out. But I put this all down to things like stress. It was my first year of university. It was in the middle of COVID. There was a lot going on in my life. And so I tend to make excuses for it. So I carried on. And then I started going to the toilet way too many times. You're supposed to go between 1 and 3 times a day. I was going upwards of 30 times a day, which is obviously very extreme. But I was really embarrassed. I didn't tell my parents. I didn't tell my boyfriend. I was just pretty terrified. And because it was COVID, I had no doctors to talk to. There was no way really of getting an appointment. And so I just left it and thought, I've probably got gluten intolerance or something easy that I can deal with. And then I started to notice blood. That was really quite bad. I started with a little bit in my stool, just like not much. And then it turned into pretty substantial amounts of blood, really quite scary. And as anyone does when they have symptoms like that, they Google it. And Google obviously tells you the worst case scenario, either you're dying or you have some incurable disease or something like that. And 9 times out of 10, it isn't that. And you'll get over it and it'll be okay. And so I just accepted that and said, oh, it'll all be fine. I didn't want to make, you know, a big fuss. I'm quite an overdramatic person and I thought people would just get annoyed at me talking. So I didn't say anything and it got a lot worse. It was about 3 or 4 months of these symptoms. I lost 4 stone in under 30 days. I'd lost pretty much half my hair at that point. Every time I stood up, my eyes went black. So I was clearly quite anemic. And it was only on Christmas Day that it all came to a head and I ended up in hospital. And they essentially said to me immediately, there is something wrong. We need to get you in. And I should have been seen a lot earlier. And I really wish I had. At that first sign, when I could tell there was a difference in my health, I should have gone. But I was too scared. I was too nervous, which is why I try my hardest to raise awareness so people feel more confident about it. But I went into hospital and they were asking me about my symptoms. And as soon as I said blood, it was like red flag. They immediately knew, you need to get her in, you need to get an endoscopy done. And that's how it all started.
Well, I have to say, with COVID in between, it must have been such a challenge. And
yeah,
I mean, I really appreciate your mention about the fact of being scared to tell this and share this with others, because it's something that, I mean, I can also relate to. And it's so important, isn't it, to not ignore these symptoms when we kind of even suspect something is wrong about it.
Exactly. It's better to be safe than sorry. And I think your fears never really should get in the way of your health. Your health should be the most important thing, both physical and mental health. And I just had such a fear that people were either going to not believe me at all or the opposite and believe me so much and I find out something I really didn't want to know. But in reality, a diagnosis doesn't change what's going on in your body. It just puts a label on it. And putting the label on it is a positive thing. I know it can be scary, but getting diagnosed with Crohn's was actually the best thing to happen to me because it allowed me to get the treatment I need, allowed me to get the drugs I need. And that meant that the pain and the fear that I've been going through for months, it didn't end, but it was much more controllable. And I understood what was going on and I didn't feel like I was going crazy anymore. And so a diagnosis is just a label. It doesn't change anything about your body. It just changes how much knowledge you have and how much help you can have.
I love this quote, actually. Diagnosis is just a label. And then you can learn to coexist with it. Yeah. And it's beautiful. Your body is beautiful. You know how to deal with it now. And it's also part of your identity. So thank you for such positive description and very, very personal statement. It's amazing, actually. And as a patient, you know, it's great to hear this message. So thank you.
Thank you.
and something that you mentioned earlier is about Dr. Google, which is obviously very concerning. It's very dangerous. And there's so much misinformation out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the, you know, key mission statements of Sano is to make sure that we provide reliable evidence-based content, because me, even as a patient, I have experienced that, right? Even with some experts, you know, not all of them are qualified or certified. Mm-hmm. So I also appreciate you raise that point, because sometimes it's better not to believe what Google tells you at all.
100%. Google is the best and the worst thing in the world. it did tell me when I Googled it, the first thing that came up was either bowel cancer or Crohn's disease. And 9 times out of 10, that's not actually going to be what it is, but it scared me. It's scaremongering. It made me not want to go to a doctor as opposed to make me want to go to a doctor. And I think if you are going to Google, the most important thing to do is to be on reliable websites. So with Crohn's and colitis, they have a campaign going on called Cut the Crap, Check for Crohn's and Colitis. And they have a symptom checker, which is incredible. And it essentially allows you to put your symptoms on there and then they can give you actual advice that you can take to your GP. And it's an actual realistic thing. It's not loads of forums or anything like that. and also things like Sano Health. It's got so much important information that is reliable. And if you're from the UK, look on the NHS website. But I try to avoid Google as much as I can. Even with Crohn's nowadays, I know pretty much everything there is to know about my own Crohn's. And I still see stuff online that I look at and I think, that's completely wrong. Like, how did they get it that wrong? And so I think keep away from the internet. If you think something is wrong, the most important thing to do is to just go and talk to a doctor. They could say it's nothing, and then brilliant. It is, you know, that's how it goes. But it's better to be safe than sorry. Don't sit there and Google, because you'll just scare yourself. I scare myself still. And I've got Crohn's and I've had it for years. But the internet is a very dangerous place. It's great for many things. But I definitely would avoid it when you have symptoms.
100%. So basically, you told us how you got diagnosed, you know, red flag, etc. So what happens when you walk out of the hospital after the Christmas day, knowing that's Crohn's? How in that moment do you start to think about, okay, what I need to do? What helped, what didn't help in that moment? What's happening in what's coming in mind?
I think I went into complete sort of action stations, complete shock. It was very shocking for me because I'd never actually seen a doctor before for my bowel issues at all. I went in on Christmas Day and I was very, very ill. They said to me that I was actually very at risk of losing my life because I had malabsorption and dehydration and my organs had gone into failure, essentially, because I'd left it so long. And so when I was in, I had an endoscopy, I had an MRI, blood tests, stool samples, as many tests as you can think of. They did them all really quickly because they were so worried about me. And I was on a drip. And then they took me into a room and they said, you have Crohn's disease. And then suddenly I was immediately injected with steroids and immunosuppressants. And I couldn't quite believe what was going on. I was in a lot of shock. I think what was hardest for me is because it was the middle of COVID, I was in hospital alone. I couldn't be with my family. I couldn't be with my boyfriend. And so I was put on this ward where the nearest person to my age, bearing in mind I was 18 at the time, the nearest person was 75 years old, which is crazy when I think about it. And they were all very ill people. And so I was sort of sat in this room with lots of sick people, having no idea how my life has gone from being completely normal. You know, I was watching a Christmas film at home with my family, you know, 24 hours ago. And suddenly I was in this room and I didn't know how to cope. And because the nurses couldn't really come close to us because of COVID, they weren't really allowed to give me that support that I needed. And I was very stuck and I was shocked and I didn't really know what to do. And I was trying so hard to stay positive. But I think there's this sort of toxic positivity where people think they have to be positive 24/7. But that's just not true. I think real positivity is accepting the negatives and accepting that it is going to be hard. And you're allowed to feel sorry for yourself and you're allowed to feel down. And I did feel down. I felt horrible. You know, I got told out of nowhere, 18 years old, I've got this incurable disease. And it was a shock. It's not something that you expect. And especially as I'd had such good health leading up to it, it was just very shocking and I didn't know how to deal with it. But my family was amazing. They called me every day. And when I got home, they were there for me. And my boyfriend was amazing. He wasn't allowed to see me for 4 months because of the shielding program. And I had to keep away, but he called me every single day. And so I have such a good support network around me. I feel very lucky to have that because I know not everyone does. And I think what I'd say to people who've been diagnosed whose families don't really understand is that there's a massive community out there. There really is. There's people with IBS, IBD, bowel cancer, loads of conditions. It's endless. And they're so supportive. And sometimes things like Facebook forums can be a bit scary because you go on and you're like, oh my goodness, loads of horror stories. So try and keep away from those. But there's so much positivity out there and love and support. And so you're never alone. If you don't have that immediate, you know, group that I luckily did, there's such a big group which can become what I like to call my Crohn's family. And so there's always support out there.
Well, you touched two very, very important areas, right? One is real positivity, as you said, right? Trying to find the positives. And sometimes we are our own enemies, isn't it? We just, you know, we're in this kind of loop of saying, oh, wow, so this is so bad, and basically accepting it. This resilience, right? So you must have built this resilience and understanding and compassion as well with yourself to say, okay, it's going to be tough, but it's part of it and I'm going to go through it. Mm-hmm. So that's incredible. I think resilience is one of the most difficult skills actually to develop. The other one is power of community, right? You mentioned having your family, your boyfriend around, and just these communities that are, you know, so positive and with love, and they help you. That's so wonderful to know.
Yeah, I feel so lucky because they have completely brought themselves into my world and have educated themselves. They've raised awareness, they've raised money, they've done everything they can to try the hardest to understand, that they'll never fully understand what it's like to live with a condition like mine, but they just try to be there for me. And I think a lot of people don't know how to be there for someone with an illness. When I was first diagnosed, I had a lot of friends who didn't contact me at all. And I lost quite a big group of friends. And I think what that actually wasn't them not caring. It was them not knowing how to approach it. It's such an unusual thing, especially if you're younger, especially, you know, if you're like under 25 or at any age, it's difficult. But especially at the young age, no one really knows what to say. And I think what I would give advice is just be there for them. They don't want you to have to ask them about Crohn's. They just want you to talk to them like normal. I am no different to who I was before my diagnosis. I'm the exact same person. Nothing has changed apart from a label. And so I just wanted to talk normally. I wanted people to message me about, I don't know, what's on the TV and, you know, some gossip about something that's going on and just normal things. So please don't be worried if someone you know has been diagnosed with a condition, because you still can be there for them. You don't have to talk to them about the condition. You don't have to approach it in a certain way. Just act like you normally did, and they will really appreciate that. And that's how you create such a supportive community around them.
Well, that's such an important point, isn't it? And we also see this, isn't it, that family members or friends, that the communities around can be scared. They don't know exactly how to talk about it, or it's better not to. And as you said, it's a label and it's about, you know, staying normal, just keep the friendship. But it can happen. And sometimes events like this really show a different side of people, but it's not their fault either, isn't it? So it can be complex.
I completely agree. I think when you get diagnosed with a condition like mine, it shows you who your real friends are. And a lot of people that I didn't expect to be that supportive, like, completely stood up and showed me how incredible they were. And I've created the most amazing friends through it. And my family members I really didn't expect to make much of an effort, made the most effort. And I think you've just got to allow it all to happen. And anyone who supports you, that's incredible. And anyone who doesn't, that's their problem. Don't let it get you down. If they're not going to be supportive, then it shows what sort of a friend they really were. And so it's fine. There's so many people in this world who are going to be there for you. And just try and embrace as much as you can the love that you have.
Well, that's a beautiful message. And in terms of what do you wish you had known or you had done? Is there anything that if you could go back, let's say 2020, that moment when, or months after diagnosis, what would you wish you had known or someone had taught you or helped you with?
I definitely wish I'd known what Crohn's actually was. Because when I was actually diagnosed, they said, you have Crohn's disease. And I was like, what's that? I didn't know what it was. And normally when you find out about illnesses, the one that everyone knows is cancer. And no one really knows many others unless you have someone in your life that has had an experience with it. And I didn't know anyone who has Crohn's. Now I've learned that I actually know lots of people who have Crohn's. They've just never spoken about it. And so I found that really interesting that people were coming to me and saying, oh, my dad's got Crohn's. And I never knew. And so I wish I'd known what it was and what it entailed. When I was actually diagnosed, I wish someone had come up to me and said, it's not going to be like this forever. Because I was in such a bad place mentally and physically. I was on so many medications that were just horrific. And when you first go on medications, you get a lot of side effects. And once your body adjusts, it calms down. I don't really have many side effects of my drugs now, which is great. But I wish someone had told me that. I wish I'd been told life will get better and you can still carry on the way it is. And it will be difficult, but there's so many medications out there. When I first got diagnosed, I was on two different treatments that were both unresponsive. And so I'd had all of the side effects and absolutely no benefit. And it just made me feel like I was completely hopeless and wasn't going to find a drug that worked for me. And I wish someone had just said to me, there will be a drug for you. It's going to be okay. Because there's so many ways of doing it out there. There's so many different ways of coping with Crohn's. I just wasn't really told that. I also wish I was told that I have control over what I do. Because when doctors walk in and they say, here's a drug we want to give you, take it. I just do it because I feel like I have to. But you do have the opportunity to sit there and read about it and really think, do you want to do this? And with everything you do with Crohn's, it is your choice. And I think people forget that. And you sort of get this power dynamic of the doctor having so much power over you and you're feeling like a little kid again. And it's quite strange. And so I wish someone had told me, you have control. This is your Crohn's. And I know a lot of people like to separate themselves, but Crohn's is a part of me. It is my identity. It is part of my body. It will never not be a part of me. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just how life goes. And I wish I'd just been told that that's not a bad thing. It's not bad to have Crohn's. It's just a condition. It doesn't change my life. You know, my life is different to a typically normal person, but there is nothing that is normal. Everyone is different and it's fine.
Well, I love you shared that, and especially the point around empowerment, right? That sometimes we forget that we are the ones who have a word as well, right? Actually, we should always, we have to, I mean, our voice should be first, and it's you control it. It's your decision. It's the empowerment of also knowing more and what you want to do with it. Yeah,
definitely.
Wow, so many great insights. I feel energized. I just love the positive mindset you have and energy is wonderful. And basically there is a question that I ask to all the guests in the podcast, which is, what do you do on a daily basis to take care of your gut health? So is there anything you would like to share with us?
Yes. So the main thing that I do to look after my gut health is taking probiotics and live bacteria. Now, because I have Crohn's, I'm on immunosuppressants, which means my gut balance of good bacteria and bad bacteria is completely wrong. It's all whacked out. And I'm at very high risk of things like infections, which can become life-threatening. Recently, I actually had C. diff, which is a pretty serious bowel infection, and I relapsed 3 times in like a year. It was crazy. And I've been on so many antibiotics, which obviously, as we know, not good for your gut health at all. But they did help with the infection. But now I want to be able to get my gut bacteria balance under control again. There's only so much I can do, but I think the live bacteria really helps. Even things like Yakults and, you know, bacteria yogurts, they can't change your bacteria, but they can promote good bacteria. And so that's probably the main thing that I do. I also keep a symptom diary at all times. every symptom to do with anything, any change in my health, I write it down. And therefore, I'm able to find patterns and I can figure out what promotes my good gut health and what, you know, diminishes it and things like that. And I try and get an understanding of my body better because it's quite hard to understand my bowel. I really wish that it could talk and tell me what's going on, but it doesn't. And so keeping a diary really helps being able to monitor your gut health, I think.
Amazing tips, actually. Very, very good points. Yeah. Well, very good. And basically, before we wrap up, I would just like to, emphasize, you know, this is just a label, you know, you are beautiful, you are the same. It's just learning how to live with something else that, you know, you have, but it's totally fine, right? And obviously, this maybe sounds like, you know, it's not hard at all. So thanks so much, Lucy, for sharing, you know, the hardships, what helped, the power of community, resilience, basically trying to get, you know, your symptoms checked as soon as possible and don't ignore those. Is there any message or anything you would like to highlight before wrapping up?
Yes, I just wanted to say to anyone who is suffering with gut symptoms or any change in your health, please don't be scared. Everyone struggles with problems with their health. It's normal. It's completely normal. And doctors see this every single day. So please don't be embarrassed to go to a doctor. It's their job. They're not there to judge. They're there to help. And sometimes people want to avoid getting help with their health because they're scared of a diagnosis. But like I've said before, a diagnosis is just a label and it is the best thing that will happen to you. It really is. Being diagnosed with Crohn's, people find this weird when I say this, but being diagnosed with Crohn's is the best thing that happened in my life because I got the help I needed and I got the treatment I needed. And I also got the community that I needed and the love and support that I needed. And so life, although is different, it's better in a way because I found a way of dealing with it. And it will be a roller coaster. Life isn't all plain sailing. It's never going to be easy. You're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, but eventually it will all level out and it'll all be okay. And so please go to a doctor if you have any changes in your health. And if you feel like something is wrong and they keep telling you there's nothing wrong, go back. I think it's difficult, especially with gut health, because often you get told it's nothing, don't worry, it'll sort itself out. If you know there's something wrong with your body, you know there's something wrong. You know your body better than any doctor does. And so please keep persisting, keep trying, and you will get there.
Wow, amazing. That's great. What a great way to wrap up. And basically, so Lucy, how can the audience find you, follow your journey, your positivity, your energy?
So I have a website where I do blogs and advice and videos, and that is www.mycrohnsandmeblog.com. I also run an Instagram, which is mycrohnsandme with dots in between each word, and a TikTok, which is lucy.harmon. And if you go in the bio of all of those, they've got all of my links for things like my podcast and my YouTube and my shop. And so you can find them all through there.
Fab. Well, Lucy, it's been great. Very, very energizing, and really appreciate you sharing, you know, your story with us today. And I'm sure, well, we will continue to be here for you and follow. I'm sure there's so many exciting things. And you're so young and you have a lot of energy. So all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
See you soon then. Talk soon, bye. Lucy.